believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And I've got a question for my listeners. You know, have you ever chased a job, title, or career path thinking it would finally lead you to your purpose, and only to feel more disconnected than ever? Well, you're at the right place today, and we're going to be talking about purpose isn't a job, it's a frequency. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, your host. I'm a nurse practitioner, a medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And if energy was another language, I would be fluent in it because I read vibration and frequency and energy very well. So, you know, on today's episode, I'm hoping for you is to find out that your true purpose isn't found in your external achievements. It's an inner energetic frequency you embody. And my wish for you is that this will open up your eyes and allow you to realize that you are energy and you can create everything you want, and everything is already there for you. It's just an energetic vibration that maybe you have not raised your frequency enough to tap into. So, you know, let's kind of look at the misconception as, you know, purpose, your purpose being your job title or your role. You know, many of us want to find out why we're on earth and what are we supposed to be doing and what are we supposed to be assisting other people. You know, exactly what is our purpose? It's like each one of us comes into this incarnation with a role to play. And a lot of times people are looking for what their purpose is, and it's usually an external, trying to look for an external validation to fulfill that purpose or fulfill what that definition is. Excuse me, I have to sneeze. Got a cold, but that's okay. We're carrying on. So many of us have been conditioned to believe that our value and identity come from what we do. Okay, maybe it's your job, maybe you're, you know, in healthcare and you're a doctor or a nurse, or you're an accountant or a postman, whatever that is. You know, we have this job that we do, and we misinterpret what that job is. We think that that's our label of what our purpose is. And the unfortunate thing is society reinforces this idea that your purpose is something you achieve, you know, like your profession, a role, a label. And what if your purpose is something more than that? Just think about that. When society, you know, tells people to leads people to climb ladders that don't resonate with their soul, how many people are doing things that maybe their parents wanted you to do or society wanted you to do, but this was not your true calling at all? What about people, and I've known people who were very creative and artistic, and their parents said, you can never make a living doing that. And they tried to mold them into becoming like a businessman or even going into healthcare. This is just an example of how society reinforces their idea of what a purpose is. And, you know, maybe this person has the most incredible talent, that who is to say that they're not going to be a huge success? Our society has a tendency to squelch down onto what people want, and they have this idea that what's going to be of value and what's not going to be of value. So a lot of times when you don't resonate with what your soul is calling you to do when you're working in some profession that's a misalignment, you know, what happens is you're going to be disconnected, you're going to burn out, and you're going to feel a lot of emotional emptiness. Now, we're going to just pause for a second with that, because I know in our society that many people are doing things probably because they don't really know that there is something else for them. And they're just kind of in a job where they feel that this is who they are. You know, they become their job title or their role instead of really truly, you know, because that's more of an external thing, instead of truly coming inside and looking at what your true purpose or alignment is. Excuse me. Anyway, I get choked up on that. So remember, purpose is not a destination. I'm losing my voice. It's an energetic expression of your essence. So right now, I'm just going to take a deep breath and take a good swig of something here. Bringing tears to my ears as I cough. So, you know, just to remember, your purpose is not a destination. It's an energetic expression of your essence. And, you know, on my show, we talk a lot about frequency. And just how true that really is in our world. So we're going to segue into our first commercial. And when we return, we're going to go into more about our frequency, our energetic essence, and how it aligns with our purpose. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino. nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we're talking today, purpose isn't a job, it's a frequency. And before we went on break, we were just kind of, you know, redefining what society looks at and the importance of society reinforces that our purpose is something that you achieve. And I just invite you to look at it from a different perspective. Your true purpose is a frequency you embody. So, you know, let's talk about energy and frequency and vibration. So, everything is energy. What you're looking at, you see me, you see my office, if you're looking on the TV screen or the video, and everything that you are witnessing is energy. The thing is, it's a denser demonstration of energy. So if you were to put myself or even anything that you see in this office under a high-powered microscope, you're going to see it vibration. It's going to be vibrating and rattling. It's like I'm saying really, really high-powered stuff. And so that just is indicative that we are energy, but we're the physical part of what we could see. It's like being the tip of an iceberg. And what's underneath the surface of the iceberg is all the energetic things that we cannot see, but we know are there, like our emotions, the words we say to ourselves, our connection with our higher self. These are all like radio waves. And I think the best way I could describe this is that, and how energy works, is like we've all had that experience where, you know, out of the blue, you think about somebody that you haven't thought about for years, possibly, and they live a far distance away, maybe thousands of miles away. And like in the next day or two, you receive a call from them. And this is how energy works. It's just like it knows no time or distance. And it's a frequency. They're waves. So our denseness is a frequency, a wave, and a vibration. And when we are working on ourselves and cleaning up all the under the water surface of the iceberg, all those things that are hidden or they're not totally, they're misaligned with who we are because, you know, maybe we haven't dealt with some emotional things, or maybe, you know, we have these beliefs that, you know, we're not good enough or worthy enough. And maybe it's ancestral stuff that comes through. This is all stuff under the surface, which is under the surface, unconscious, okay, that is actually running the show into our physical vessel. I hope I explained that well enough, because I think the visual on that says volumes. So if you look at an iceberg, this is what you could see, but below the surface is the stuff that you can't see, but it's pretty much running your show. And when that is out of alignment, it doesn't matter what you, you know, how you dress, how you you look to the external, it's like that essence is almost that odor that goes with you and it comes before you, your essence. It's like your vibration of what you're like. So that's why a lot of this stuff is a frequency. So circling back to this, everything in the universe, including you, is energy in motion. And the purpose isn't to, you know, force or, you know, try to force something or try to logically figure it out. It's felt, sensed, and tuned into. Okay, so this is another piece that's really important. How often are we in our heads trying to figure something out, trying to, you know, make something happen? It's like pushing a boulder up a hill. I find that completely stressful and exhausting. It's like it's fatiguing. And it's no surprise to me that we are in that doing mode, because when we are in doing mode, we're in our head and trying to make something happen. In contrast, when you're being and you're allowing yourself to feel your emotions and sense and tune into what's going on within you, that's a whole different game, okay? It's like you are in the present moment, whereas when you are in your head, you're thinking about yesterday, contemplating tomorrow, you're not in the present moment. So when you're in your body, you're feeling, you're sensing, and you're tuning in. If you envision what an infinity sign is, okay, it's constantly in motion. And if you put doing on one side in one lobe and being on the other, it's like there's a dance between doing and being and being and doing. It's not lopsided where you're just doing all the time at the cost of your health, well-being, and peace of mind. It's about blending the two together. So it's like having you get your divine download, and then you go into divine doing. So your unique frequency is your vibrational signature of your soul's essence, what you radiate when you are authentic and present. The key is present. How many of us are in our heads all the time and we're totally distracted? And when we continue to be distracted, that's never a good thing. You need to really be present, and how you be present is to do anything that is going to keep you right here, right now. And I find one of the most helpful things is doing a mindful activity. And a mindful activity is anything that allows you to lose all sense of time and place. And we've all had examples of that. I call them fleeting moments, where you get so involved in a project that you feel like 10 minutes went by and 3 or 4 hours went by. This is a definition of a mindful activity. And it's going to be different for everybody. And it's not a one-stop, one-shop thing. It's just like, what's going to work for you may be different for anybody else that you talk to. But the key is to find your mindful activity so that you're allowing yourself to regroup and to be in the present moment, okay? So when you live from this inner resonance, you attract people, experiences, and paths that match your vibration. So I think I want to just share a story. I probably have said this before, but this is about an example of just following your inner guidance about something. And, there was one time that I'm not a morning person, and I had to get up early to take one of my cats to the vet. And, not being a morning person is just like the next thing I wanted to do was go back to bed as soon as I got home. However, the universe had a different plan for me. On the way back from the vet's office, there was a sign, garage sale. And I'm like, oh no, I want to go home and go to bed. No, it was like flashing, garage sale. So I followed the signs to the garage sale. I was still having that conversation with myself. It's just like, no, I don't want to be doing this. But yet it was what I needed to do, because what I'm going to tell you next will demonstrate this. When I arrived at the garage sale, I could not park right near the house where the garage sale was. I had to park several houses down the street, like 3 or 4. And I got out, went into the garage sale, and of course didn't find anything, and was really kind of like, now what? So as I was walking back to my car, remember I said I had to park 3 to 4 houses down the street, out of the second driveway pulls this car, and it was like a colleague of mine who I hadn't seen in a very long time. And she said, oh my goodness, it's like, I'm so glad I ran into you, because there is a instructor at the California Institute of Human Sciences that wanted to meet you. And I said, okay, great, make the introduction. So from that introduction, I was invited to teach a class there. And then I asked the professor, I said, so what do you do during the summer? So I live in Southern California, where this California Institute of Human Sciences is located. And the instructor was like a guest instructor for the institution. And she was from the East Coast. And she said, I work at Omega Institute for the summer, and I'm in charge of all their programs. And I'm like, oh my God, little did she know, but this was on my bucket list to actually speak at the Omega Institute, because it's really a profound place where a lot of, people come who have new age ideas and healing modalities, so on and so forth. So long story short, out of that, following my intuition and inner guidance, it led me to one of the goals on my bucket list. And I did speak at Omega Institute that summer. So what I'm saying is that it's important to tap into your inner wisdom, because this houses all the vibrations that you want, okay? I couldn't have orchestrated that better, because I didn't know how I was going to be able to get to Omega Institute, but it was on my bucket list of things I wanted to do. So let's talk about essence over identity. You know, there's a lot of buzz around essence, but what your essence is like your own personal perfume. That's how I'm going to describe it. Is your essence very lovely and beautiful, or is it stinky and low vibrating? The essence that you put out there is like your energetic bandwidth or frequency that is going to attract very similar things that are at that vibration and frequency. Your essence is who you are before the world told you who to be. I want to really reiterate that. Your essence is who you are before the world told you who to be. So, you know, maybe you grew up in a household where, you know, the expectation was that everybody goes to college and they become a doctor or a lawyer, and it was something that was so out of alignment with what you wanted to do, but yet you were kind of molded into that and groomed to go into that profession. This is an example of what the world was telling you were to be, okay? Our essence also is timeless, boundless, and rooted in being rather than doing. Key concept here. Remember I was talking about doing versus being, okay? Our essence is your soul's vibration, an energy that doesn't need to be justified, explained, or proved. So how often in our life we've had to justify our existence, explain why you're doing something because everybody would question you, or to prove that you were worthy of doing what you wanted to do. These are questions to consider. So when you embody your essence, you effortlessly live on purpose, regardless of your job or status. I feel that is, you know, so important, because when we are having, you know, our vibration and our essence is there. Case in point, you know, have you ever, maybe you're this person or you've seen other people that they're just not too happy. And, you know, especially if you're at work and they're always bitching and moaning and complaining about things, yet, you know, and they're so unhappy that they change jobs, and then they get another job and it's the same scenario. It's the same thing. Oh, I'm so unhappy. This place is horrible, blah, 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 blah. And they quit that job and change. Maybe they move out of state and go get another job. And it's kind of interesting, because their soul's vibration is what's carrying them along. And they're not awake to the fact that maybe they are the person who has the issue, and it's not anybody else, because what you vibrate out, your essence, may match other things that are in resonance or alignment with that vibration. So there's, you know, what you're seeing out here is actually an aspect of who you are inside, but yet you're not awake enough and aware enough to realize that this is the case. So this is something to think about, especially as we are looking at our essence and wanting to really figure out what is going on for us. So I'm just going to add in a little commercial break here, because if you're liking what you're hearing on the Dr. Dolores Show, you know, please be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on your favorite broadcasting platform, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or iHeartRadio, or wherever you tune in. Because when you follow, you'll never miss an episode filled with insight, energy, and awakening. And if you feel inspired, just please write a review. It helps helps others find our show and join our growing community of conscious creators and soul seekers. Because when we rise together, the frequency shifts for everyone. In the name of frequency and essence, let's talk more about vibration as the compass to purpose, okay? How often have you walked into a room and you could just actually feel what had been going on in that room before? Maybe you feel like, you know, it's kind of constrictive in this room, or it just feels really happy and joyful. Maybe there was a big heated argument, but you could, the remnants of that energetic essence is still there. So vibration is the felt experience of energy. It's what others pick up before you speak. It's almost like your energy comes in the room before you appear. That's why some people could feel you coming down the hall before you actually are physically seen. Or maybe you could, you know, you have been told that we could feel you before you showed up. So keep that in mind, because like I said, your vibration in essence is your personal perfume that you carry with you, okay? And it could be really, you know, smelling like roses, or it could be smelling like shit. So it's something to keep in mind, because as I laugh as I talk about this, it reminds me of Pigpen on the Peanuts cartoon. You know, he had this cloud around him, and it was like, you know, that's what an essence is. It's that cloud around you. So you got the visual on that. So pay attention to how you feel in your body and your energy field when making decisions. That's key, because we're really in a great state of discernment right now. And I just want to touch on that a little bit, because in our world, we don't know what's real and what's not real, what's real and what's AI, and what's real and what's bullshit. So, you know, discernment is key right now, and how you're going to discern is how you feel in your body and energy field when these things happen, or you're confronted with making a decision. What I'll tell you, if it's like a yes, it's a hell yes. If it's a no, it's a hell no. There's no, none of this, well, maybe, or whatever. It's just like, then don't make the decision. Well, and in fact, that's a decision as well. But if it's not a hell yes, please don't do it, or a hell no, please don't do it, because you'll live to regret that. It's like, it's about fine tuning your energy field now so that you can pay attention to how you're feeling to allow you to make the right decision for you. Okay. Like I said, for you, not your spouse, not anybody else in your family, not your job or your coworkers or whatever. You know, the other thing too, are you feeling contracted or expansive, drained or energized? These are the clues from your energetic compass guiding you back into alignment with your soul's truth. And we're getting ready to go on our next break. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fizzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we are talking about really, truly aligning with, you know, your frequency. And remember, your purpose isn't a job, it's a frequency. So stay tuned when we come back.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we've been talking today about purpose isn't a job, it's a frequency. And so many people are looking for their purpose. It's like they're looking externally for it. And they think sometimes it's a job or, you know, it's a path that they're, you know, probably in misalignment about. And it's really they're in jobs or in situations that aren't in alignment with who they truly are or their path. And, you know, my hopes today is to tap into all of this and to really give you a different picture of frequency, energy, and vibration, because that's what it's all about, because we're all energetic beings. So some tools for tuning into your purpose frequency is stillness and presence. You know, create a space to hear your soul's frequency amidst the noise. So you want to be able to quiet your mind enough so you could hear the whispers of your soul, not the noise, the external noise, but the inner voice that's there. And we're going to go into a guided meditation shortly, and hopefully we'll be able to tap into that. But the other thing I want to say too is, you know, another way to tune into purpose frequency is embody, you know, doing embodiment practices like movement and breath work, maybe somatic awareness, intuitive listening to attune to your essence. Like I said, there's many ways to do this. It's not a one thing that fits everybody. Since we're all uniquely different, there's many different pathways to, you know, to access this and to get to this point. I love this frequency hygiene. It's like cleansing your energetic field from external programming, heavy emotions, and other people's expectations. This has a lot to do with setting boundaries, energetic and personal, and mental, emotional, and spiritual boundaries as well. And I've talked about this on other shows, but we might be doing another show on this as well. Frequency hygiene, I like that. And most importantly, heart coherence. I think what we need to remember is the heart is the bridge between physical reality and soul essence. This is where the infinity sign goes in to our body and connects our body and mind together. Its rhythm syncs with your true purpose. So let's get ready to jump into a guided meditation. And I love doing guided meditations on my shows because it gives people an opportunity to have an experiential process where you take the information that I shared with you and you get to have an experience as to what that might feel like and how you might be able to integrate that into your world as well. So today's guided meditation is called Attuning to the Frequency of Your Essence. So when you're ready, I invite you to get into a quiet and comfortable space where you will not be disturbed because this is a sacred journey inward. So I invite you to take a deep breath in through your nose and slowly exhale through your mouth. Feel your body being supported by the surface beneath you. And just allow your shoulders to soften and let your mind settle. You are safe. You are home. And there's nothing to do but just be. And you have full permission to be here now, exactly as you are. So let's begin by scanning our body from head to toe. Feel the sensations in your scalp, your forehead, your jaw. And then bring your awareness down your neck, shoulders, chest. Notice your arms, hands, belly, hips, legs, and feet. With each breath, allow tension to melt. You are tuning in, not to the noise of the outside world, but to the symphony of your own being. Now, gently shift your awareness to your energy body. Feel the space around your body, your personal energy field. Notice any sensations, vibrations, warmth, or stillness. Simply observe. No judgment, you are becoming present to your vibrational field. Now, place one hand or both hands over your heart center. Imagine a soft light pulsing beneath your palms. This is your essence, your unique soul signature. This light carries your truth, your purpose, your purest vibration. Breathe into this space. Feel it begin to expand outward gently vibrating through your chest, your entire torso, arms, and legs. What color, texture, or sound arises as you feel into this frequency? There is no right or wrong, just notice. This frequency is who you were before the world named you. This is the real you. And this is your purpose in motion. So silently or aloud, repeat after me. I am the living frequency of my soul's essence. My purpose flows from my vibration. I release all roles, labels, and expectations. I trust the resonance of my being. I allow my energy to lead the way. Let these words settle into your field like sacred codes. Now, gently bring your awareness back to your breath. Feel your body on the earth again. Wiggle your toes and your fingers, and allow the light in your heart remain a quiet hum of alignment and truth. As you re-enter the world, carry this inner frequency with you. Let it guide your steps, your choices, your expression. You are no longer searching for your purpose. You are being it. When you're ready, gently open your eyes, feeling grounded and aligned. So welcome back, everybody. I love the quiet and the silence after a meditation. And I just want to say this, living your frequency is living your purpose. When you're on purpose, you radiate clarity, authenticity, and peace. You are in flow, not because of what you do, but how you do it. Whether you're gardening, parenting, or just being, if you're aligned with your soul's frequency, you are fulfilling your purpose. And we're getting ready to go on our last break, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And when we return, we'll just wrap it up a little bit and share some more about next week's episode. Take care.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Purpose Isn't a Job, It's a Frequency today on the Dr. Dolores Show. And if this message resonates with you, then you're ready. You're already tuned into something more. Okay. So I invite you to join us inside the I'm Awake Now What community membership. It's a sacred space where awakening souls gather to receive support, insight, healing tools, and conscious conversation. Each week, you'll receive live conscious business hours or conversations with Kosios Dankaitis and myself, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, intuitive tools for energetic alignment, a community that gets the awakening journey, and resources to help you live your purpose, not just talk about it. So step into a higher frequency of living. Join the I'm Awake Now What community membership today. And you could do that by going to my website, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, drdoloresfazzino.com, and you're going to see the button to push, I'm Awake Now What? Go check it out. We would love to have you. So, you know, on our show today, we talked about quite a bit about our essence, our frequency, and, you know, as it relates to your purpose. And just a reminder, your purpose isn't your job, isn't a job, it's a frequency. So remember, purpose is not a title, it's a frequency. It's how you show up energetically, not what you accomplish externally. So yes, you could have these accolades and of, you know, having being a doctor and stuff like that, or maybe a nurse or an accountant, but yet if energetically you are not you're going to see, you know, your purpose is probably a little deeper seated and you really haven't uncovered it yet. So when you align with your soul's frequency, life meets you there. Opportunities flow and synchronicities increase. And I am I witnessed this in my life, but I witnessed this in other people's lives, the clients that I coach. So disconnection often comes from chasing purpose outside of yourself. You know, I love the rendition of, you know, the squirrel gets distracted because the shiny bobble's over here. So it's like if you find that you're disconnecting or chasing something outside of yourself or chasing the next shiny bobble, maybe it's time to thinking that that's going to be your purpose. I invite you to just stop what you're doing, take a deep breath and go within, because true fulfillment comes from tuning inward. And you don't have to figure out your purpose. You need to remember it. Okay? You don't have to figure out your purpose. you remember it. It's already encoded in your essence. You uncover it through presence. I always believe, and I always knew this, that everything you ever wanted in your life is in your energy field. It's already there. It's already created. Yet what happens is that we try to make it happen, and you have to remember, everything's an energetic frequency. This might be a higher vibrating goal that you wish to accomplish, and you're here, but how do you bridge the gap energetically to go from here to up here? Well, you need to start tapping into your essence and raising anything that you can do to raise your energy, frequency, and vibration. So by coming in into yourself and being fully present, you do a mindful activity that allows you to be right here, right now, in the present moment. And lastly, being on purpose feels like ease, flow, and truth. It's less about striving and more about surrendering to the natural state of being. It's about, and I also want to add, it's about allowing yourself to receive that natural state of your being. And it's not what the external world has told you what you should or should not be. So some closing thoughts. Your purpose is not a destination. It's a vibration you carry. We've been conditioned to equate our worth and direction with what we do, but the deeper truth is who you are when you are fully present, aligned, and embodied is the greatest expression of purpose. Let go of the need to define yourself by the role in the world, by your role in the world. Instead, allow your energy to lead. Let your soul's frequency be the compass. When you tune in, you become the resonance that calls in all that is meant for you. So I'm going to leave you with a quote, and it's from myself, Dr. Dolores Fazzino. Purpose isn't something you do. It's someone you remember you already are. So if you enjoyed this show, I invite you to follow us on your favorite platforms. Lovingly, what you've been hearing, you know, if you're really loving what you're hearing on our show, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on your favorite broadcasting program platforms, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you tune in. We have over 350 different places where you could find us. When you follow, you'll never miss an episode filled with insight, energy, and awakening. And if you feel inspired, please leave us a review, because it helps others find the show and join our growing community of conscious creators and soul seekers. Because when we rise together, the frequency shifts for everyone. And, you know, on that note, next week, we're going to be talking about surprise, frequency, vibration, and energy, the invisible blueprint of your life. So if you liked what you heard today, continue on. So, you know, I've got a question for the audience. What if the unseen was actually running the show? Something to ponder. And just, you know, stay tuned next week, because we're going to, you know, share some more about, you know, if you've ever felt something you couldn't explain or sense that your life was trying to guide you, this episode will help decode those whispers from the unseen. So please stay tuned, and thank you for listening and for leaving your recommendations, and we will see you next week. So just remember to be good to yourself, love yourself, and have some self-compassion, because you are more than worth it. Take care. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.